In and around Lae, people rely on local markets for a lot of their fresh produce, and also a lot of the women are farmers and they sell their produce into those fresh markets, produce vegetable markets. And when COVID hit, they were all closed down. So what that meant was that the farmers had nowhere to sell their produce and that local communities had nowhere to buy produce. So there was a real impact on local food supplies. So a really big problem. And also a lot of people lost their jobs in a lot of sectors. So it's been a big blow to everybody just in terms of income and surviving.
Tanya, can you tell me about the school garden pilot program?
Lae City Council had a great idea where they were going to employ people who were really hard hit by the COVID outbreak, who had lost jobs and income, employ them to work on projects around Lae City. And one of the ideas was that they use the community workers to help build school gardens. So that's where this has come from.
What are some of the outcomes expected out of this program?
In the short term, there's providing relief for the local community in terms of generating an income. In the sort of medium term, it's to build a little bit of food security for the local population, because when the schools start producing enough food to feed the kids, the surplus will go into local markets and they can sell to the local community. So there's that aspect to it. And the really long-term goal is to develop a good agricultural curriculum to provide a better future for the kids that graduate from those schools, because in PNG, the formal sector doesn't offer very much in the way of employment. So,
can you tell me about how would it work on a day-to-day basis?
A lot of the community workers have come in and they have some literacy challenges. So the team on the ground in Lae have been working with the community workers to train them on some financial literacy, on how to set up a bank account, how to manage a bank account, how to manage a budget, like a household budget, and also helping them with some work health safety training as well, so how to work safely, how to wear their PPE, and a little bit around COVID about how, you know, wearing masks and hygiene and cleanliness as well. So that's, I guess, the main thing.
And how has the community reacted to the launch of this school garden pilot program?
So the response from the community has been really positive. People really keen to be involved and come on as community workers. We've had a lot of women who have lost their income, who normally would sell their produce into markets, joining the program. So they've been really keen and really positive to get involved and contribute. And it's also a bonus because the community workers often have kids who go to the school, so it's kind of a nice circle.
Tanya, what will the community receive from this program?
The project will pay them a small income, so they earn some money. And in the longer term, hopefully, it will encourage the kids to go back to school, because at the moment, a lot of kids aren't attending school. So hopefully the kids will go back to school and they'll be able to get some additional meals and food from attending school, so it's an incentive. And the women themselves, I guess, through the initial phase of the project, of setting up the infrastructure, will get some income to support them through the really hard times.
I understand that the DFAT is also involved in the program. How did that come about?
Because we were originally having discussions with DFAT and the World Vegetable Centre based in Taiwan on how we could progress the school garden initiative coming out of the traditional vegetable work that we've been doing, and linking that to the school garden stuff that we've been doing in the Northern Territory and the World Vegetable Centre's been doing in other places around the world, like Africa and Indonesia and Nepal and places like that.
What benefits can this program offer to the local economy?
The project's really just to, you know, provide a short-term boost to local food production, you know, and in the long term for the high schools, to set them up to be self-sustaining so that the schools generate enough money from what they grow and sell to pay for their on costs like feed and seeds and fertilizers and things like that.
What about here in Australia? What benefits can this program offer us, given the strong PNG Australia partnership and also the fact that Charles Darwin University is also involved?
I guess it's a model that could be adapted to Australia, where communities that are having are struggling with income and employment opportunities, so people could contribute to their local school and community in setting something like this up.
Now, Tanya, there's a similar school garden pilot program in Darwin that you are involved with. Can you tell me about that?
So I've been working in PNG in agriculture for maybe the last 15 to 20 years. Most recently, we've been working on a traditional vegetable project there with local women farmers and the National Institute of Agricultural Research on trying to get a better production for local traditional vegetables and trying to help the farmers there get a better price for what they grow. So from that, it's come about to be involved in school gardens, and also up here in the Northern Territory, we've been involved in school gardens as well and community gardens through the work with the School of Horticulture at Charles Darwin University. The team at CDU here, we do a lot of work in Aboriginal communities and remote communities on helping people set up vegetable gardens and community gardens and school gardens to provide fresh produce for people who live remote.
And how has that benefited the local Indigenous population in the NT?
One of the problems for local Indigenous communities who live remotely is the price of fresh vegetables. It's really expensive, and often the quality is not so great by the time it gets to those places. So by growing their own, that helps a little bit with providing nutritious and fresh food that's decent quality and allows people to have some access to good food. So there's that aspect to it.